Michelle Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hey, Jay.
Now, listen, bird migration continues. We've talked about nighthawks. We've talked about loons. North Shore is a real migration corridor. So who else is on the move?
Yes, the migration is definitely underway. And let's maybe start by talking about the corridor and what an amazing phenomena for migration the corridor is and why it's so important. People have known for a long time how important the North Shore was and to the migration of raptors, so hawks and eagles and ospreys and birds of prey, and in part because of all the long-term observations that have been going on at the Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory in Duluth. So people have been documenting numbers of raptors there for a number of years now and banding birds. And so it's been a great resource. But it's really only recently that, other than anecdotally, people have really begun to look at how important is the North Shore Migration Corridor for other kinds of birds, particularly songbirds. So these are the birds that inhabit our forests during the breeding season but don't stay here for the winter. They also inhabit all the forests to the north of us during the breeding season but don't stay there for the winter. So they're all going to head south. Recently, in the last 3 years, I believe, since 2008, the Natural Resources Research Institute began a study to really try to get a better picture of how important the North Shore Corridor is for birds of all kinds. And what's emerging is the value of the corridor to birds migrating in the fall has been way underestimated, and that we literally have hundreds of thousands to millions, potentially millions of birds that use the North Shore Corridor in the fall as part of their migratory route south. So this is a much more massive concentration of birds than really had been documented or could have been estimated in any kind of accurate way up until now.
What makes a corridor a corridor? What are they following, the lake?
Yeah, that's a great question and an important one to consider. So birds in migration have to find both food and cover as they make their way. Well, if you're coming from the north and you get to Lake Superior, you don't find any cover. And unless you're some kind of water bird, waterfowl, you don't find any food. So birds that are migrating during the day, as they come to Lake Superior, they change course and they orient along the shore. And birds that are migrating at night, if they find themselves at dawn out over the lake, they immediately reorient to the shore that they can see, the closest shore that they can see. Then the second thing that plays a major role in that funneling effect is are the ridges that are parallel to Lake Superior, these high ridges. So they act, that creates kind of a funnel effect, and they tend to stay between the shore and the tops of the ridges. So we're right in one of the premier migration routes in all of North America.
Well, besides the obvious raptors, you know, name a few that we're apt to see coming through right now.
Yeah, well, I mentioned before that the insect feeders are the first to start to move out. And other than nighthawks, we've already had several species of warblers like Nashville, black and whites, red starts, Tennessee warblers. They've been on the move already, along with nighthawks and tree swallows and the really heavily focused on insect type birds. The birds that are starting to move now, in motion already, from further north, like in the Arctic, that nest in the Arctic, a lot of wading birds like sandpipers, for instance, yellowlegs would be other species that have been moving through already. I was out recently and saw a number of solitary sandpipers and some of the larger sandpipers, in addition to the spotted sandpipers that are here all summer. Then other birds like flickers, the thrushes, the tanagers, all the other warblers, kinglets, and then of course sparrows are all starting to form these feeding groups and flocking together. And eventually, once these birds get on the move, if they're many of them will be moving at night, and then they feed during the day. This is how they keep themselves going, right? They got to get some nourishment to get through the migration. So they fly at night, feed during the day. And when birds from outside of our area come through here on migration and they stop to feed during the day, they often hook up with groups of local birds like chickadees and nuthatches that are going around in their little bands feeding, because these are the birds that know the local scene for food, right? So these passing through birds, these migrant birds will, you know, hook up with these little groups during the day and follow them around, and chickadees seem to, you know, be okay with that.
Jill Anderson, DNR botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand what's been going on around us this late summer.
You're very welcome.